Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tim brings up a pretty good point. Yeah, John, they make things they call a spare tire.
He calls you Johnny Koepka.
Johnny Koepka.
Tim makes a point. I mean, I didn't think of it because in the morning you're frantic. You want to get to work, yeah. So maybe you don't do it in the morning. But you could actually go home and put it on, then take it. You could, you know, not be in such a worry about getting the car to NTB.
No, because then here's why. Because it's a, you know, I've never done that before.
You never change your...
No.
In this car.
Okay. In this car. So now you take all that stuff out and you don't get it back in the same way.
Oh, Mike. You are a...
And then okay.
we were ranking the biggest peas in golf. Let's rank the biggest peas at the station.
It's not a pea thing. It's a. Oh, I'm too tired to do all that. I'll drive on the rim.
what a kept man. He can't even change. He won't even.
I can change it. I don't want to.
What? Then you're just gonna be worried about driving on the rim of your
car.
All
dirty.
What? You don't even have. You could do it.
I don't want to. Anybody want to come over and do it?
You got all the time in the world.
I mean, it's probably raining.
I know you want poker. So
yeah, I got to go play poker today.
So instead of...
Should I just ride my bike to poker?
No, how about you just put a spare on instead of worrying about going NTB? You can put the spare on, go play poker, then go NTB when you want.
Oh, it's way too much work.
You don't have any... You can't hire someone to do it then?
I swear to God, Chicago Johnny, like the animals would just have no use for you anymore. These guys would be disgusted.
One of the reasons he can't go back.
Well, that's one of the reasons you can't go back. They know you can't change your own tire anymore. Will say this now.
It's worse.
I can't change my own tire.
I don't want to. That's worse.
First of all, getting your tire out is a because John drives an SUV.
Well, that's the thing.
Getting your tire out of an SUV now is also a chore and a job.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, what kind of do you have like a hydraulic jack or you have?
I never used it.
That's the problem with the truck. It might be more difficult with the hand crank. You might want to check if you have a hydraulic one just in case. And you know what?
Excuses.
No, what I'm saying is maybe he doesn't do it today. Okay, he doesn't want to do it at home. He can nurse the car. But if you're out on the road, you might want to make sure you have the hydraulic jack because it's a bit of a bitch to do it with the hand.
I ain't doing it out there either.
You probably just call AAA. Yeah, I know who you are. Ooh, what about your middle?
Ooh, wait a minute. There it is right there. What's their number?
You're going to call AAA to come to your home.
Yeah.
Golly.
You're losing so much credibility right now, man of the people.
What?
Wow, this man has his truck safely at home. He's going to call AAA to come to his home and change it.
Yeah. Or call Gilbert to come change it.
He said, dude, tell John to call Patrick Chastain.
Yeah, you know what?
Change his tire. Come on, man.
Oh, man. Concept Mayhem brings a pretty good point here. Technology aside, 46-year-old in 1986 is like 60 years old in 2021. Fitness regimens have literally changed how guys age, regular guys, let alone pro athletes. Look at the footage. Jack moves like an old man. It was like something grandpa. It was like grandpa winning.
Well, that's why, to me, it felt like grandpa winning. And Jack had kind of an older look, but it felt like grandpa winning when he was 46. When you look at it, it's probably harder for Phil at this age. When you look at how long it's been since he's won a major, how the technology compared with long course, compared with younger, more fit players, you know, it's probably harder for – it's probably a longer shot for Phil than it was for Jack. But I swear, when I watched Jack win, I thought, how in the hell did Pawpaw win this?
Yeah. I didn't look at him that way at the time, but okay. I got it. Granado, the new Gilbert, you're embarrassing.
Yeah, you're not faring well.
You're embarrassing.
This is a bad story to tell for you. No one wants to ever hear you call them the P word again after this.
Oh, now you got somebody backing you. He goes, leave John alone. That's why you have AAA. AAA premium pays for everything. Trust
at home?
Me, I know.
Thank you. That's what
that's
I got.
That's what he's saying.
I'm pretty sure I got that. I don't know.
That's what Keith is saying.
You know the guy who comes out AAA is like, he's going to look at you like, really?
Really?
You're at home and I'm helping you out
I'm just going to stop at the NTB on the way and see if they got a can of air. Just fill it up.
But you just tried that already.
Well, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
If you have a hole, that thing's not going to, if it's a big one, the hole's, it's not going to work.
Son of a.
Just call AAA.
Change the tire.
Or call AAA. That's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, I do want to do that. Dr. Funyuns, what's up, Dr. Funyuns?
Good morning, gentlemen. Lance, Dell, Johnny Koepka. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. I like that nickname. It's going to stick.
So I live in North Carolina. I actually went to the tournament. I went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, you know, that crowd was that Thursday, Friday crowd was pretty tame, but that Saturday, Sunday crowd was it was almost like the Waste Management Open as far as rowdiness, but they just had no control over that crowd at all. And I think the crowd got to especially to Koepka, it was getting to him a little bit. It was how loud they were being and how much support Phil was getting. But that crowd definitely played a factor, especially for Koepka those last several holes, because that crowd was just overwhelmingly loud, and they were in masses following that group.
So you were there yesterday?
Yeah, I went all four days. We left early Sunday after the guys made the turn, because that island is, it's one way off, one way on that island. It's very narrow. The golf course itself is really narrow. And it's not really designed to hold as many people as it had in the first place. So putting that many people on that island and that many people on that course was a problem to begin with. The traffic was just, it was atrocious. That's why we left early. So we left early and we just went to the bar and finished watching it. But the crowd was, it was huge. It was big. It was loud. And it was uncontrollable. It's a great course. I'm actually playing it next month because I get a little discount playing. But it's a beautiful course. I just don't see them doing another tournament like that there for a while.
Especially, I don't even know, did they limit the number of people, or it seemed like it was pretty damn crowded.
Initially, I think they were trying to limit the crowd, but on Sunday, there was definitely way more people there on Sunday than there had been all the other days. So I think it came to a point where they couldn't control the crowd. Now, I don't know that for a fact, it just seems like that. But that crowd was overwhelming, and there was really nowhere for anyone to go other than actually on the course itself. And there was times where people were picking up golf balls and tossing them a little further away. I think Phil's ball got picked up a couple times. It was definitely a problem.
Well, Phil's got at least the one time that the girl picked it up, and he got to drop it, or he got to actually place it when he was over. The ground was trampled anyway, but he got a better lie when he picked it up and he was able to move it. But it seemed a little unruly, that crowd. So that was fun. It was, hey, that's the first time I think we've seen. Thanks, Dr. Funyuns. We appreciate the input. That's great stuff. He was at the tournament. That's, how fun is that? But I'm sure more people went on Sunday because, you know, Phil's in the lead. So we got to go see. We're going to go watch history here. So it did seem like it was a lot more people there. What a good time had by all. How about those people getting to see, having a ticket and being able to see, and really up close, you know, like hanging on Phil. Not only up close, but the guy grabs him around the neck and he's like, hey, Phil. Yeah. Love that. That is just awesome, awesome, awesomeness. That's great. Dr. Funyuns got to go to the tournament. That was good. Good stuff. 713-780.
I can't believe it was that crazy.
Huh?
I can't believe it was that crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. And I can imagine Koepka wasn't, hey, can we get back to no people here? That'd be great. Because it was so pro-Phil. It was like Koepka was from Europe. It was like he was Ian Poulter. But Stuart Sinkfeld, listen, we're talking about, an old guy. Tom Watson was 59 when he got to the 72nd hole with Stuart Sink. and ended up losing because he hit it over the green. He was 59 years old, about to win a tournament. And that's from Jack's era. So, I mean, it's not like, oh, my God, this is so crazy nuts that an older guy is able to do this. I mean, we're seeing Tom Brady win Super Bowls in his 40s. This is a time when, you know, I guess we're going to see older guys competing at the longer and playing better than ever. It happened. It wasn't that long ago that Tom Watson did this. And now we just saw Phil win at 50. So I don't know that it's crazy stuff, especially in golf. I mean, I just had my best round ever yesterday. And then I had a flat tire. You think that's the payment? That's the payment I get?
Yeah. You were given something and it was taken away as well.
Yeah. That's fine.
I want to point out that one of the best players in the world couldn't deal with a little crowd noise.
Right.
Oh, no. God forbid. Don't.
Too loud.
Oh, God. That's not a positive for golf. Now, the dinging, getting hit is one thing, but if he was really affected by crowd noise, I'm like, you don't want to put that out there for trying to make on a golf a legitimate, but stop talking about crowd noise because everybody else and every other major sport deals with crowd noise. Huh. Imagine some NBA player. Look, crowd was a little loud tonight. It was a little loud.
They were mean to me, too. Trey Young said he was awesome. They were giving him...
Oh, he...
They were ugly.
He played him. Into it, too.
Yeah. All right, 914, ESPN 975.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the big news nationally was Phil Mickelson, but locally it was our Astros getting their asses handed to them in Arlington. It was just awful. Good crowds. I mean, yeah, I guess the Astros will draw. Now, we saw a lot of orange in the stands. And, oh, by the way, we're going to orange out against the Dodgers, right? I think they're having an orange out. They want everybody to dress in orange.
Orange out? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Check.
I think it's – I don't know if it's tomorrow or if it's Wednesday. I don't know. So, we're orange either both days.
It's about time you got to this series. The Dodgers are in – Childish Altuve says Dodgers are in town, and we're talking about golf. WTF – with the gentrification of 97.5.
Well, they're not in town till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
got the
up,
day
though.
Off.
So. But, you know, but they've been one of the loudest talkers, though. This is a big series just to let your stuff hanging.
Well, and I wonder if there wasn't some, I don't think so, but, I mean, baseball's every day. Is it that easy to stay focused, especially when you're playing a crappy team like the Rangers? Although it is the in-state rival, blah, 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 a division game, blah, 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 blah. But you were playing good baseball, and you couldn't have played crappier this weekend. That's baseball, though. That is just baseball. And then you probably play like crap, and then you sweep the Dodgers. You sweep Kershaw and Bauer. But you're playing, you got, man, this is, you just hate. If you were playing really well right now, you never know when it's going to leave you. It's like a golf swing. You never know when it's going to leave you. But you gotta pick it back up now. Carlos Correa, wow, he has not looked this bad except in 18 that he had the massage. Was that the year that he?
Stop saying, we don't say had the massage in the city.
Well, he
anymore.
Had the broken bones. Not the Sean massage.
No, 19.
He was, no, he had the
19.
Bro-
19
was 19 with the broken
fracture, yeah.
Rib fracture massage, yeah.
So, I mean, and he came back after that just looking like crap. I mean, this is comparable. Yesterday, his swings were comparable to that Carlos Correa. That's how bad he was yesterday. And he's sitting in the two hole. And oh my goodness, Is Miles Straw at the plate every single time that there's a big at bat? Every single time there's runners on and
it sure does seem like it,
doesn't it? Is he up every time? And can one guy in the bullpen actually pitch well? And no, honestly,
it's not my job.
Other than Paredes, Abreu,
Stanek.
Not Presley.
Lance, I don't know if you saw, Presley got the loss yesterday.
Yeah,
Presley got the loss. You know why? Because he pitched him in the ninth, and then he brought him back out, and sure enough.
No, I didn't see that.
When you come back in the 10th, guess what happens? You can't not throw a closer for two innings. I told you that, Dusty, the other day. You can't do it. And sure enough, Dusty does it, and guess what happens? Loss. Another loss. Oh, my God. That was awful. They couldn't even field. They couldn't do anything this weekend. They looked like crap. Looking like one of the best teams in baseball, they look like one of the worst. That's baseball. Welcome back.
That's just baseball, and we're just trying to, we got to come back and we got to play better. And we lost for three straight against the Rangers, and we're upset. But it's a long season. There's the seasons aren't won or lost in May, headed into June. And it's just a long season, and we hope to come back from this. Who is that, John?
That's Craig Vizio.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure you still had it.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah. There's a story on Pro Football Talk today. Jim McMahon, he calls Bill Belichick a lying piece of ship. Only he said the other word. Bill Belichick is a lying piece of ship. Okay. Apparently, he said he was going to, the last years of his career, we really want you to hear. We need you here. We're going to pay you. We'll pay you to sit out. I want you to move here. I want you to move your family here. And McMahon was like, oh, okay. Then he's walking down, the hallway. I dressed three games, the 8, 9, and 10 weeks, and I got those checks. I confronted the GM at the time. What the hell was his name, Lombardi? Coming down the hallway, hey, man, I need my money. My wife is just in a wreck, and I don't want to deal with insurance. Well, maybe we'll pay you. Maybe we won't. And I lost it. I just snapped. I grabbed him by the neck, threw his head against the wall, and said, you're going to pay me my money.
Wait, who said this?
Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon said this when? When did he say this?
Then I started. He just come out with this. Then I started realizing what I was doing, and I'm looking around the hallway to see if there were any cameras. I stopped hitting him and slid down the wall. That was a different time. Jim McMahon.
Maybe we'll pay you and maybe we won't. What kind of, I guess back then contracts were treated differently.
I guess. Yeah.
He told Mike Florio this. Yep. Lying piece of S.
Lying piece of ship. Yep. You can tell Bill to kiss my ass. He's a lying piece of ship. And I was gone. The very next day, I was up in Green Bay. That is so funny.
Mike Lombardi was there at that time? How young was Mike Lombardi? I assume that's what he's talking about.
I guess he was.
He was. He, like McMahon said, they said he was going to be up there. They're going to pay him to sit out. So I called in the first week on Friday to get my check and get the runaround. I'm thinking first week jitters. The second week I called in for my check, got the runaround again. I sat here for 7 weeks doing nothing in Cleveland. They finally signed me back week 7 or 8. So I guess he was asking, where's my money? Where's my money, man? Where's my money? And like, what are you talking about? We'll get you your money, Jim. Don't worry about it.
No, he said we ain't. Maybe we'll pay you. Maybe we won't.
Well, that was at the end.
You know what?
He had to put him against the wall. Hmm.
Okay, you know what? I've seen that happen before, and somebody almost got choked with a telephone cord at one point when they wouldn't pay Jimmy Conway his money.
Oh, you see?
And then the toupee went off, and eventually somebody got stabbed in the back of the neck.
Pay my money.
And then Maury kept bothering Jimmy about getting his money. We saw what Jimmy did to Maury at the end because he wouldn't shut up about stuff.
You see? What happens then?
Oh, man. Yeah, be careful, Jim. Be careful. This can go either way on you.
You think Mike Lombardi's like Jimmy Conway?
I mean, no, I don't.
I think Jim knew who he was dealing with this time.
Yeah, no. Mike Lombardi, Jimmy, both a little Italian. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jimmy was half. That's why he couldn't be a made man, right?
Yeah.
Was he all Irish or half Irish?
No, he's half Irish.
He couldn't be a made man.
Couldn't be a made man.
Unless you're pure blood.
Yeah. Unfortunately for him, he wasn't.
Nope.
But he did a lot of killing, though.
He sure did.
Yeah,
he
didn't didn't stop him.
All right, 925 ESPN 975 713 780 3776. The number to hang out with us. We'll talk about the NBA. We'll talk about this weekend, what happened, and what's going to happen going forward. Right now, though, I'm talking about Scott McGrath and McGrath Pest Control. And we've got the mosquito murdering system in our backyard, and it is awesome. No mosquitoes. They're just, it's just non-existent anymore. And I can't guarantee that there's not going to be any mosquitoes there, but I'm going to tell you this. There's no mosquitoes there. There's just no mosquitoes in my backyard. That's it. That's it. Because it comes on in the morning, and then it comes on again at dusk, and it's awesome. And if you're looking for a great way to get those mosquitoes out of the backyard, it's easy. All you got to do is go to see Scott McGrath at McGrathPestControl.com or give him a call, 281-469-8240. Now, he does the regular thing as well. Listen, if you're going to buy a house or you're going to inspect a house for termites, Scott McGrath does that. There aren't a lot of places that do that. Scott McGrath does it, and he does it. He's unbelievable. He's awesome. But the regular maintenance of your house or your business, ants, roaches, fleas, bed bugs. You got bed bugs? You're gross. So you need to get rid of those, okay? What you need is Scott McGrath. Don't let any bugs ruin your life, ruin your home, and ruin your living conditions. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240. That's 281-469-8240.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You've been in the biggest stages. I mean, when you're in a zone and everybody's chanting F you. I don't know if any of y'all had that, but I've had it a couple of times. I had it in college and I had it again tonight. So, I mean, it got real quiet at the end. And for me, I wanted to hear those F you chants again.
You know, there is a – what did Reggie Jackson say?
Who was that, by the way?
That was Trae Young. Oh, yeah. Okay. Trae Young after the game. Trae Young talking about the New York crowd.
Trae Young sounding 15 years
what
old.
What did he say? They don't boo nobodies. You know what? Yeah. You got to be pretty good. Otherwise, they don't boo you.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't get on you. And they don't care about you if you're a nobody. Charles Barkley said it. He said, if LeBron was a nobody, he would absolutely have been suspended. Absolutely. But he's LeBron. And you treat him differently. And you know what? You treat him differently. You do.
All right, then let's just say the rules.
Who was it? Who was it? Kervin Richards got. Remember?
Bill, that's a team. This is a league. That's way different.
Well,
this is a league. You already did something against Caris LeVert. I mean, as Dell said, from earlier in the show, we talked about this. We don't know what Caris LeVert, he was basically safety and protocol. He violated a COVID protocol. We know that. And so he's out with safety and health protocol or whatever. But now LeBron has that. As a league, you can't operate like that. That can't be okay for a league to operate like
that. Well, the Rockets had multiple players at a strip club. The only one who got, well, we know Sterling Brown wasn't going to play anyway, and he got beat up. But Kevin Porter Jr. caught it. None of the other Rockets did.
Like, yeah, well, he didn't snitch on who the other ones were.
Yeah.
They only had one name.
It's not like they couldn't have found out.
Yeah, if they needed to find out, they could have.
No, they couldn't.
I don't know. Get video if they really cared enough,
they wouldn't know who those guys are. We don't even know who they are.
Well, like I said,
who's this guy?
If they cared enough, they could have.
Michael T. Davis?
Kevin Porter Jr. got suspended because he was in the news.
He caught a $50K fine.
Yeah. I mean, and he missed games.
And Sterling Brown didn't even get a fine, but I think that's because his face got sliced
open.
He was
already injured and he wasn't playing anyway.
And they're like, he's not playing anymore anyway.
So, I mean, yes, it's a giant double standard, but the NBA decides to care, and they did. If they wanted to get after more Rockets, they could have. And they said, nah, Kevin Porter Jr. is enough. We see him on video. That's enough. But the NBA double standard. I'm not surprised. It's been going on since I've been alive. Stars get it's the preferential treatment.
That's right. It's a star league. I mean, what the hell?
Can't even get angry about it.
But this is what. Wait, guys. This is about health and safety of something from a pandemic.
No,
That's why Caris LeVert was out. This is a little different. To say preferential treatment versus health and safety standards that were created based on the pandemic and the fear of people dying and getting sick and all that.
The event didn't rise to the level of a major violation, Lance. They told you.
They have plausible deniability because the guy who put it all together came out on an Instagram post that, everyone here was either vaccinated or tested. So
thank you. What are we talking about now?
Yeah, that's all they had to say, and the NBA can ride with it. But let's not just say this is the way it should be. It shouldn't be that way.
I didn't say it should be that way. I said that's the way it is.
Well, it sounds like John's just saying, that's the way it is. Well, you should call travelings on everybody when it's a travel.
Tell that to Giannis late in the game.
On everyone.
Yeah,
Giannis didn't get called for travel into the free throw line. It doesn't happen. He got a call when he shouldn't have been late in the game in game one. And I'm like, it sucked, but hey, it's Giannis. I didn't give him that call. That's what you expect in the NBA. The NBA is the one league where you go, okay, I expect to get screwed because the star's playing. It happens.
That happens all the time. And guess what? That ain't changing. I mean, you got to be this is the league. It's LeBron James. Guess what? Look, he's got to convince, again, he said, you know what? I got to convince 30 teams and one player that the play-in game is good. That's what I got to do. I mean, if you think they can kowtow to LeBron, if you think that they want the NBA playoffs, the playoffs to start without LeBron, the Atlanta coach was the one that
said, McMillan.
Nate McMillan was the one that said, they want New York in. You know what they want more New York in? LeBron. That's what the league wants more. More than New York. That's why he got fined, because he was wrong. You should have said LeBron. Fine.
Look, Nate, you got a point, but you're not exactly correct. There's one player. You talk about surprises or who we won in game one. You know who Utah wanted in game one and what the players thought they were getting? Donovan Mitchell. Like, the players like, we didn't know he wasn't going to play. We fully expected him to play in game one.
Rudy Gobert, I was shocked.
Yeah, some of the comments, I think Bogdanovich was like, I guess that's something you have to talk to his trainer and the medical staff about, but we figured he would be here.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing to come into.
Well, do you think they were saying that about, I don't know, I guess they just were surprised because.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he had practice leading up to the game.
You think they're giving him the business?
I don't know. It's interesting that those players believed and were very open about, we thought he was going to play.
Yeah.
And then he didn't play.
I don't know. I don't know what that meant. But like, hey, dude, get your ass out here.
Possibly.
Or was it, man, it's worse than I thought? Or, I don't know, our doctors are too cautious?
Well,
or,
he's been out since April 16th, I believe. That's the last time he played a game. So it's been over a month since he played a game. And I talked about it last week that the Donovan Mitchell thing is interesting because they didn't even try to get him any games in before the playoffs. They just sat him out for a month plus and said, hey, he'll be back. And then he wasn't. So how bad is it?
They're not a very good team without him.
At least, one game in the playoffs. They held their own in the regular season, but you could see why he's their dude in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And what we haven't talked about was Rudy Gobert flopping off the court. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Like, I didn't see it.
I think he had either fouled out or I don't know, but he was off the court and like he said something to Kyle Anderson. You know how it's set up now with no fans behind on the baseline. So he's standing over there behind the baseline. Kyle Anderson's drifting over because there's a dead ball situation out of bounds. And he kind of gives Kyle Anderson the business. Looks at him, starts talking to him. Kyle Anderson kind of shoves him a little bit and Rudy just falls to the ground. And he's off the floor, so I guess there's nothing's going to happen. But everyone looked at him and like, You got to find it because now they're calling him, you know, his nickname is Eiffel Tower, French. Now they're calling him Eiffel Tower. You got to find it. Kyle Anderson barely touches him and he just falls down.
Oh, God. What is Eiffel? That's pretty good.
Yeah. So Rudy Gobert didn't, like, he was in foul trouble all night. He was good on the floor when he could actually stay on the floor, but Utah was missing
Rudy
their most
Gobert
important
had
player.
The most embarrassing
it was
flop
terrible.
In NBA history while on the bench.
It was terrible.
I mean, that is awful.
You got to find it. You're going to look at it and go, that was the worst one. And I don't know if you get fined for flopping when you're not even on the floor.
It was underneath the basket.
But he should.
Yeah, that is awful.
Hey, you two, go take a look at my what I just tweeted out. It's probably my last tweet, the last tweet I have.
The last tweet of your life?
No,
are you retiring from Twitter?
Just on the timeline. At some point, but not yet. Look at, there's a picture I sent. I'd like to get your comments on this.
Okay.
It's a picture I put out there, and John, you can describe
it. Is it problematic?
No, I don't think it's problematic. It's just, I feel like it's something this show needs to discuss.
But there's a picture of like an old school outhouse type thing, and maybe a little bit more modern than an outhouse. But on the door, this metal door, it says, Banyo, no couples.
So at some point, they had to tell people that in this bathroom, I've never seen this before in a bathroom where you have to say, listen, no couples in this banyo. I believe that something has happened in this bathroom maybe more than once that necessitated, you know what we're going to have to put below banyo? No couples.
Look, I don't know what the deal is out in Marfa, but I could imagine a couple kids who don't have a lot of privacy. They found a place to, you know, do stuff where no one would.
You know, it would be amazing if we christened this bathroom. Oh, boy.
It might be the place where young lovers go when they don't have privacy.
Young hipsters just trying to go into a little a brick. It is like an outhouse but with plumbing. Like, it's an actual outdoor bathroom, but it's very small, as you can tell. And I just feel like for you to put no couples on there means that somebody did something.
Multiple
somebody
people did
something.
No, no, absolutely.
It didn't just happen once.
Well,
are we going to have, you know what?
You
Let's
think
just
it's
put
a place,
sign up there.
You yeah. think it's a place where maybe ladies of the night decided to do their business with their clients? Could that have been it? Hey, we're gonna use this.
Marfa? What kind of?
You don't think Marfa has?
Think there's a thriving business?
I didn't say it was thriving, but
well, not if they're doing it in the bathroom.
Yeah, you just might
know,
think there's some people
know.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, there's some people doing stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Is there a bed in that bathroom?
Where are you gonna?
No.
What hotels are you taking them to?
Stinky.
No, it's not. And
it's
that's
a
just
stinky
an
place.
Outdoor. It's an outdoor bathroom, but it's just like, and it's just a regular toilet. It's no big deal. I just found it odd this, where it said no couples.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I didn't think you had to say, but obviously something has happened where they said, you know what, let's make sure people that we try to dissuade this from ever happening again.
Right. This is and Jamie tweeted out something that's, I don't even know if I can talk about this.
That's surprising.
So there is a picture of the anus and the every,
whoa,
oh,
hey,
the whole.
What?
No, it's not a picture.
What?
It's you know your insides.
Okay.
It's from yeah. And how it all works, and okay. There's the prostate and the liver and all of this stuff.
Where's this going?
Well, but there's like a finger in the... Oof.
What are we doing, Dell? What are you letting happen
and he
over
goes,
there?
I can't
and
stop
he,
it.
And Jerry says, so which NFL player does this remind you of?
Dell, I can't do anything from Marfa.
How am I
there's
supposed
to... I don't have a gavel. I don't have a thing.
When you see this... I'm like, when you see this picture, does it remind you of a certain NFL player? And then, you know, it's that thing when you're a kid and like, it's in biology class.
Yeah, it's a biology.
And it's
yeah.
the cut to the side, and you can see all the organs at work, and it's very descriptive. And credit to this guy, whoever this is based off of, got it going pretty good.
Are we all included on this?
Yes.
He's got a giant
and he's got a
finger up.
And it's like a thick ham hand. And it's like to the past the knuckle.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that picture?
I don't know. I would just say, the guy didn't have a great body, kind of like Mr. Potato Head. But I mean, the actual appendage.
I mean, it's
kind of blessed.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, whoever this guy is, he's like, I mean, listen, no, I don't know what any of this is.
I
happening.
Just the hand.
What is happening?
Ooh,
in this
that's
picture?
A thick finger high yeah. up in the.
Does that remind you of any NFL player?
I don't know who Jamie's talking about.
I have no idea.
I mean, we let him slide on this, but remember Dwight Howard had some.
Well, there's a question of the gender of the women he was with. Yeah,
and
we remember that story.
I mean, it was like, well, yeah, okay, so Dwight likes that. Okay,
we don't
trust
care.
Me, Dwight's got stories out there on him.
Yeah, no. There
but
are.
This
stories.
Is an egregious. Who put this picture together?
Who did?
Why
this?
Are they?
There's so much going on.
Why is the finger so
picture?
Far up there?
It's like I'm not going to use the phrase, but it is past the first knuckle,
Jamie. Stop doing
I don't know who it reminds me of, Jamie. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah. What
Wait,
NFL player?
It doesn't even show where the entry is. Look, it's the butt is on, around there. Like, where is he coming in through?
Yeah, I'm
the,
not
the
sure
leg?
What this is. What? This is not this is not correct, anatomically correct.
John, retweet that off your account.
I'm not. No.
Hold on. Look at this. You're right, Lance. Yeah. There's a point where this pancake ass starts, and this is not where the finger goes. How does this get there?
I don't even know.
It's
what
like
this could
it went through
be.
The leg.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going. Yeah,
it's not well drawn.
No, it's not. Can we stop talking about this? No.
You brought it up,
but I don't want to talk about it anymore. That doesn't mean I like where it went. We'll get Kerry and Mr. Irrigation on the other side. I want to talk golf. Let's get back to something healthy. Oh, Rangers and golf. We'll do that on the other side right
here.
Prostate on the
health is a major factor. You know, you're saying let's get back to something healthy. Well,
that didn't look
matters.
Like it was a healthy prostate to me.
I don't want that doctor.
It was too. Yeah, look, it was too active.
There should be rules. If you're a doctor and your hands are that big, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, there we got some requirements, and you exceed what is allowed. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't do this job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain jobs require certain – there's certain requirements, physical requirements. You know, remember how David Robinson, they had an issue with him being in the Navy. You can't be a certain size if you're in the Air Force. You know, you got to fit inside the planes. I think the same thing can be said with this.
Lance, you're in a profession that talks about how important length, hand size, arm length for a tackle. Look,
right.
Hand Very size important. For a quarterback – hand size for a doctor should come into play, too.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Only it's the other way. You want a Joe Burrow hand.
Yeah, right. Joe Burrow didn't have small hands.
It's me, Joe Burrow hand. Who
Dave Craig
the
had small,
exam?
Little baby hands.
Ricky.
Not. Yeah, Ricky. 943 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 946. Kerry wants to talk about the Astros and Rangers. What do you say, Kerry?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So I'm going to start you off with a compliment. It's the only show I know that can go from baseball to PGA to NBA to fingers and anuses. Mm. That's a very versatile show, guys.
We are versatile.
Hey,
we
listen,
we go to
quick.
Our left.
We go the extra mile.
Hey, we don't have many great Sunday sports when football isn't in session, but yesterday was one of those. What I did was I decided to sit down and watch the PGA because Phil was in it. If you're any sort of golf fan at all, you have to watch that. But I DVR'd the Astros so that I could watch it after Phil's win. Phil's win was unbelievable, obviously. So I went in on the Astros on a high, and I watched the game, and obviously we weren't that good. But at the bottom of the 10th, we were tied. And then for whatever reason, Papa Baker decided to lift his leg and just urinate all over my Sunday by pitching to that Garcia kid, who is not only the best player on that team, but the hottest bat in Major League Baseball. I don't understand why these managers decide to pitch to the one guy who you know is going to beat you instead of either A, walking him, or B, walking the bases loaded. Can somebody explain that to me?
Yeah, I don't get it either. That dude was just murder. That dude was just murder. He was on fire. He reminded me of Randy Arozarena last year. Remember? In the playoffs.
The killer.
Yeah. So here's Dusty actually talking about Garcia and that. No. Okay. You got it? He's got it.
Hey, Dusty, did you guys consider walking Garcia?
Yeah, but I mean, I figured that, with Presley's stuff, I mean, he jammed the heck out of him. I mean, he just found a hole. Yeah. Joey Gallo's hurt us the last couple of years. You know, we walked, well, since I've been here. And then they got the Dangerous for Life off after that. So, we considered it. But I thought that with Presley's stuff, you know, I mean, he jammed the heck out of him. There's nothing you can't make a better pitch than he made.
But you got a guy who's red hot. And you're worried about Connor Falefa as opposed to Garcia, who's red hot? I don't know. Yeah. Listen, the Astros learned, right? Not throwing to Arozarena. Right?
No, they didn't learn.
Yeah, they stopped throwing to him.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't recall that being the case. You mean last year in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, they stopped throwing to Randy Arozarena. I think they walked him a few times.
How many times did he have to get big hits against the Astros? Let me look into that. I'm not sure that's...
Well, no, he was on fire, and then the Astros started walking him at the end of the series.
Yeah, maybe I just don't remember it. I just remember him ruining the Astros every chance he had. Like, in games, like, ruining them, winning games, ruining the Astros.
Well...
And it wasn't always, you know, in the ninth inning or tenth inning.
Yeah, and they, you know, we all remember the Astros are up 3-0 because, you know, Arozarena was ruining them, and then, you know, they fought back. Due to an adjustment of stop pitching to the guy who's killing you.
They didn't walk him in game 7. He was 1-for-4. I thought for sure they said, hey, we're not going to let this guy beat us anymore.
I just remember he kept getting swings on us.
They walked him once in a critical situation in game 6. So I don't know. You know what? I don't know that Dusty is averse to walking. I don't know that we see him walking a lot of guys intentionally, do we? As a matter of fact, did he say Gallo was the only guy he's walked?
No, he said
Gallo
hurt them
a couple times.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't want to get to him. And they stuck with pitching to Garcia. And he was referencing the previous seasons since he's been there, so it's only been a year plus that Gallo was killing them, so he didn't want to give him another opportunity.
Arozarena had 28 at-bats last year. He got intentionally walked once and walked a total of 2 times. So
he went 8 for 28.
He had four home runs.
I wonder, he had a home run with the game 5. And so he kind of slowed down later in the series because the Astros, you know, it makes sense. The Astros won 3 of the last 4. Obviously, didn't win game 7.
Yeah, he ruined him.
I guess Dusty is intentional walk averse.
Well, that's not a big. I don't feel like we see intentional walks as much anymore, honestly. But I mean, I could be wrong on that. You also don't notice it as much just because of the way that antiquated where you have to throw 4 pitches is out the door.
Yeah. Right. You just walk them, so you don't have to worry about throwing that wild pitch.
You know, because you brought him up, now I'm just going through what Arozarena did. I don't like it very much.
No.
He hit a 2-run home run in game 7 in the first inning off McCullers. Yeah.
Well, you ain't going to walk him in the first inning.
I know. I'm just saying, yeah. He was a pain in the ass all the way through. And in game 7, he had the biggest hit. He started off the game, and the Rays went from there. Yeah, can we not see him? Can we not see him in any more big situations, hopefully, if they meet again?
That would be nice. And guess what? Tampa's good again. I mean, they just are good all the time now. They do a hell of a job there, especially since they can't hold on to any of their players. Charlie Morton's gone. Charlie goes to Atlanta. Not so great. But Tampa keeps on rolling. Their system is pretty damn good up there. Let's get Mr. Irrigation in here. What do you say, Mr. Irrigation?
Hey, good morning. Before my golf question, I want to ask Lance, since you're in Marfa, have you got any plans to, like, check out the Marfa Life, investigate that, check into that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd check into it, but, yeah, I think we may check out. We may go to either observatory tonight or check out Marfa Lights tomorrow. I'm not going to investigate, per se, though.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, look at it, see if you can catch them or whatever. So, okay, on the golf question now, you know, left-handed players in most sports, you know, that gets talked about quite a bit, or it's a strategy type of thing. But in golf, not so much. I'm just wondering, over the last 20 years or so, what would be, I guess, John, it's more for you, the best left-handed golfers over the last 20 years or so. And I know Phil and Bubba are going to be the top two. But after that, you know, who can you think of that was really good and left-handed? And the last Texan to win the PGA, do you know who that was?
The last Texan to win?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Don January.
I don't know. You could be right. I don't know that. I don't know that Texan golf history nearly as much. I mean, you named the two golfers that the two lefties that were good. I mean, Mike Weir won a Masters. But other than that, it's slim pickings on lefties. I don't think it's a strategy thing. I think it's the majority of people are right-handed, so I think that plays into it. It's really limited on a number of left-handed golfers that you got a choice of. Steve Flesch, Greg Chalmers, Brian Harmon has played pretty well, but that's about it. That's about it. You know, you got you named the two of them. I don't know. It's a strategy thing, you know, Doc, Mr. Irrigation. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that. So, Lance, what's your plan now? Are you're going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, we're not going to leave until after. I'm going to do the broadcast, and we'll leave after the broadcast. So I'll be on like the warrior that I am, the working warrior that I am, you know, doing the show, just out here grinding in West Texas, doing radio, walking around, staying alive, trying to, you know, get through the heat, just being a warrior, really.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you go get on your bike, your flat tire bike, and go home and call AAA.
No, I know my bike. Now it's raining out, though.
So are you going to get an Uber home?
Now I got my bike here, though.
Are you getting a car service?
You going to get
to come pick you up?
Are you going to bring the car up? Are you getting a limo to the station?
Is Justin bringing a limo to pick you up?
No, I'm not.
How's it going to work? You don't because you.
I'm going to ride my bike in the rain because that's what I do.
I just assumed you just bring it up here to keep it safe and then take an Uber home.
No, I'm a man of the people. If I got to ride out there in the rain and deliver the mail, that's what I do.
How are you going to? Are you changing your own tire? Are you getting AAA to do that?
I'm going to probably get AAA to do that because it's raining out.
Okay.
So yeah.
It's an interesting.
Patrick Chastain actually texted me the number for Roadside Ford.
Thank you. They'll send someone to your home?
Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
Are they going to give you? They're going to have to put the spare on. They'll take it to NTB, right? Is that the plan?
At this point, we don't know.
Can he give you a new full tire? Can they do all that and flip it onto the new on the older rim?
At this point, we don't have any idea.
You should ask. See how much. I got to see if I've
got to be there or what, because I got to go play poker today. So I don't know how this is going to work out.
So you don't even want to be at your home while all this is getting done. You just want to come home and have it fixed, or do you want them to?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Change your tire, and then drive it to poker. So you have your car waiting for you?
No, I can go. I can go that. If I have to Uber home, I'll Uber home. But I do want them to change it because it's raining up. Yeah. So
I wonder if they're so great that they'll put a full tire as opposed to a spare on your rim. Do they have that ability? It's just like a normal tire place, so you don't have to worry about taking an NTB.
And they can just leave it there in front of the car and, you know, yeah, right there in the driveway.
I wonder what they're capable of.
I'm going to call them and see. So, Lance, you're done. Beat it.
You're done, Lance? Are you a warrior and staying with us?
No, I'm done. I got to go do some push-ups and sit-ups and just some warrior work out here.
Push-ups.
And then, maybe go help some homeless people in Marfa. That's doing my thing.
Patrick says, yep, they can do the tire. They can do it all.
They can put,
even if I'm not there?
They can put an actual new tire on it?
They've also got, do you know what they have now? Mobile service that comes to your home
you
and fixes
telling
your
us
car.
This stuff.
Huh?
You should be putting that in the line.
I am.
Let people know.
I am. Well, it's not ready for retail so much yet. It's right now they're doing it commercially.
Okay.
But it's going to get to the point where you don't ever have to bring your car in. You're going to, especially with Chastain Ford, their service department, they can come to your home and fix your car right there. That's happening in the future, people.
Look at that, and you're taking advantage of
it. That's happening to Chastain Ford. It's not happening at your dealership. It's happening at my dealership.
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay.
Thank you to Chastain Ford. And for Lance, are you sure you're gone or you're doing push-ups? He's actually already gone.
He left. He left.
Bye, Lance.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa, that's ugly. Please stop that. Yeah, no, when the whistle
goes. Wheel. Fun. ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big